that time it was really a friend group where who could say the most shocking thing or most extreme thing for the sake of shock value. And I'm extremely sorry for it. And I wish I could have taken it back, but I can't. All I can do right now is seek to right this wrong. And I know that forgiveness isn't given, it's earned. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, the person who wrote those things is not who I am today.
That was Parkland shooting survivor Kyle Kashuv on The Story this week, apologizing for racist comments that he made 2 years ago when he was 16 years old. That caused Harvard to yank his admission. Now, former Republican Congressman David Jolly is equating Kyle's social media posts to the school shooter who murdered 17 of his fellow students and teachers.
These are the social media postings we see of a shooter, and we ask, where were the signs? See something, say something. We see a shooter, and then we go back and we look at social media posts, and this is exactly what we see.
Kashuv responded to that on Twitter, saying, quote, "I've said repeatedly that I'm horrified by comments I sent a few years back. I'll spend years working to make it right. I will accept and learn from the criticism, but I will not accept being compared to the shooter who murdered my classmates." Here now for Wednesdays with Waters, Jesse Waters, host of Waters World and co-host of The Five. Jesse?
Hi.
What do you think? I mean,
well, Jolly's a joke. I mean, you don't kick a kid like that when he's down. He's an adult, and it's irresponsible for him to smear him in that way. But at the same time, Harvard could do what it wants. It has no obligation to accept this kid. You can rescind it for any reason. You have a Harvard man, you know? It's a character school. It's an elite school. Do you want to associate yourself with someone throwing the N-word around? He's a high-profile young man, obviously a very bright man, but I don't think it does Harvard any good to bring someone that has that kind of inflammatory profile into the community. I understand redemption, and I forgive him, even though I'm in no position to forgive him. But sometimes life's about facing the consequences for what you do. I'm sure he'll be extremely successful later in life.